Lose yourself in the latest and best blockbusters on Now TV. Hunt down vengeful enemies with Gemini Man. Confront your darkest fears in It Chapter 2. And journey with extraordinary heroes in Frozen 2, Angry Birds Movie 2, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial. Only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New cinema customers only. Pass auto renews at $11.99 a month unless cancel. Terms apply.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens,
crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from the Game Brain podcast, which I am a guest host on this week, talking about some fun games. And I'm also the Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon. I gotta start writing the next episode. Whoa, I'll get a lot of inspiration from Real Housewives of New York this week, I'm sure, okay? And joining me is, God, it's my work husband. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Batch Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
How are you today? How are you? How are you?
How are you? What's going on over there?
Not much. I got my Roundup shirt on because I know the guys who did it. And then today we are, it's Crappens on Demand. So you can see our lovely faces. You don't have to just listen to this recap. You can watch it. Go to patreon.com/watchourcrappens. And if you sign up on the Crappens on Demand level, you can watch us podcast, which is really fun because sometimes Bueller shows up on Ronnie's camera. He's not there right now, but he will be, I'm sure. And also, don't forget, we've rebooted our Discord channel. So go on there. There's already been a lot of fun chatter. There's a lot of people discussing Below Deck Med at the moment. And people talk about 90 Day Fiance, all sorts of good stuff. If you want to join the Discord server, that's a Patreon tier. So just sign up at that level or above, and you can chatter with everyone else. It's really fun. What, Ronnie? You look like you're about to say something. This is the advantage of Crappens on Demand. I can see when you were about to say something.
Let's do some small business shout outs. We've got one today from a friend. Okay. She has a website called The Other Side of 40, and it's basically for women who are 40 and above living a guilt-free life, okay? There ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Go live your best life. I'm on her Instagram right now. It's called It's called Other Side 40, but it's the numbers 40. Other Side 40. I'm looking at her Instagram right now. It's just all beautiful women in their 40s, just doing their best and looking hot and living their life. And the website is The Other Side of 40, and the 40 is the number 40 as well. So go check her out. She's growing a really cool community.
Awesome. We got a shout out here from Shira, who she has an Etsy store because she does jewelry, Shira Daniela Jewelry, and her link is shiradaniela.etsy.com. It's Shiri. So shiradaniela.etsy.com, and she uses semi-precious stones in beautiful, whimsical combinations with sterling silver, gold filled and copper wire to create one-of-a-kind jewelry creations. So go check that out, and she has a 15% off code for Crappens listeners. The code is Crappens15. So go support Shiri and her jewelry business. Thanks, Shiri.
Yeah. And today is Three Housewives of Beverly Hills. I almost said Orange County for some reason. I don't know why.
Guys, bellissima, bellissima, Buenos Aires, bellissima, bellissima, Buenos Aires, guys.
I used to have a cleaning lady named Prosecca. Just love that drink. Bubbliest maid I've ever had in my life.
Fibonacci.
We're in Rome. So this is, last week was the bombshell episode where they confronted Denise about what Brandy Glanville said. And now here we are. We open up this episode 30 minutes after dinner. Someone is taking a shit. Ooh, went right through you, didn't it?
Ooh. So here we are in Rome, and 30 minutes later, and it's basically Buca di Beppo music, okay? That's how they start this episode. It's like... boom, boom, boom. It's very serious.
Yeah. So Kyle, Rinna, Erica, Teddy, and Sutton are in a room, and they're talking as if they, like, they're acting as if someone in their group just got murdered, and now they're just like, wow, can you believe that? Someone just got murdered.
Now there's a show. There's a Housewives. Who murdered Kyle? And we're like, finally, Kyle's not on the show anymore. And then she's in the flashback. She still remains the center diamond because she's all anybody talks about.
Kyle would, listen, if Kyle survived, you know, 40 years being in the Halloween franchise, I think she'll survive the slasher version of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. So they're talking, and Kyle, of course, is the whole victim in this whole thing, guys.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that Kyle's really the one who's hurting now. She's like, that was just the fucking worst. Oh, yeah, it was horrible, baby. And she's like, yeah, well, Brandy put it out there. You know, Brandy's the one talking about this. Brandy. You know, Brandy put that out there. So I just feel really bad for Denise because of what Brandy did.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Kyle is the one who feels so terrible when Kyle is the one who has fully orchestrated and engineered this storyline. Kyle, if you felt so bad about it, and if Brandy's talking about it, you could have just, the tone of it could have been like, just a heads up, Brandy Glanville saying this. But instead it was more like, Teddy, say the thing, and now I'm going to sit here with my bangs. You know, like it was not, none of this came from a place of friendship with Denise.
No, and Teddy's such a sucker, she doesn't even say anything, okay? That's what we call a punk.
Yeah.
Sorry, Teddy.
And Erica's like, well, Brandy Glanville is either one huge-ass liar, or Denise is covering her bases like crazy. I'm like, it's also possible that maybe kind of both of those things are happening, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's really mutually exclusive.
So Rinna goes, I am... tortured with this. Tortured. This is torture for me. Isn't it fun?
I'm going to my torture dance now. So now Denise and Dorit and Garcelle are in the other room, the cool girls room. And Denise is like, I mean, are you joking? I mean, I am floored. I am floored. I don't know if I should do my everything is cool laughter again. Did you buy that?
I know her laugh while she's kind of crying at the same time. Yeah. And she's like, are you fucking joking? And Dorit's like, this was a big fucking boom. Imagine a bowl of peony pasta with tomato sauce, cheese, and a touch of chili pepper. And then bim! Now Buca di Beppo.
Imagine my shock when the first time I ever had a bowl of shells, there weren't actually seashells. Wow, the things you learn at Buca di Beppo.
I'll tell you who said thank you. My teeth! Who wants to eat a bowl of seashells? Am I right? I mean, I've seen PK do it, but he's got mushy teeth.
It's like the time that our Mazda Impreza had a flat tire, and I said, PK, change that tire. And he said, all right, babe. And I went back there, and he used a wagon wheel. Turns out it was a pasta wagon wheel. We got nowhere that day. Shocking.
Garcelle's like, huge. It was huge. It was a bomb to you and all of us. And now... what do you do? What do you do? Where do you go from here, Denise? And then the piano, what was the piano doing? The piano's like, blink, blink, a blink. And Denise is like, this is slander. This is fucking slander. It's what the fuck this is. This goddamn fucking motherfucking slander, all right?
And Garcelle's like, ha, 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 ha. Well, why would she make that up? I mean, is she going to have text messages? And so then it cuts
which
over
is funny, because that's exactly what Brandy's been trying to do. It's like, look, guys, I have proof of everything. Look at my text messages. And they don't really prove anything at all. But it's like Garcelle's known Brandy for years. You know, she already knows all the tricks she's going to pull out. And Denise is like, no, I don't got fucking text messages. What am I going to say? It was a great fuck last night. Thanks. I mean, yeah. Yes, it is 2020. Isn't that how you think, people? I mean, it's better than like having to look at them in the morning. You know, that's what I say. Leave. I'll text you later. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Just go. Okay.
So then over in the other room, Kyle is now playing this whole card of like, I mean, I don't care what Denise did with Brandy Glanville. I don't care at all.
Me
no.
Neither.
And Teddy goes, nobody does. Oh, no. Nobody, literally no, nobody cares me. What they did. Mm, nobody cares, which is why I told, I told her. She's saying that you guys are having sex. Because no one cared.
Must be Nessum's great. It's like, okay.
No one cares.
Yeah, you guys all look like a bunch of stupid homophobes. So sorry, too little, too late, dum-dums. And Sutton's like, well, I'm more concerned with Denise. She could flee. Denise is fight or flight. I was like, what is she, Jeffrey Epstein? Like, who cares?
Sutton only cares because if Denise leaves, she's stuck with her rain boots. And she's like, well, I was going to fill my suitcase up all the way, but now I got those extra pair of rain boots in there. Looks like I'm going to have to not buy those $45,000 Tic Tacs.
Yeah. And Rena's like, she may not be here tomorrow. So, by the way, you guys know that one of the theories, I'm sure you all know this already, but one of the theories floating around is why they hate her so much is because she's the highest paid housewife ever, supposedly. Wow. Because she got a 4-year contract for $4 million. So they're like, oh, okay. So then you got through last season by being a fan favorite by basically doing nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're going to try and ruin her life now. But welcome to your job.
Yes. But she was a fan favorite, not because we all came in as huge Denise Richards fans. I was actually a little concerned that she'd be a dud. She was a fan favorite because she was funny and she was herself. And that's all that we're looking for, you know? And so,
yeah.
Like, she was her authentic self, which is also what Sutton is. Sutton is, like, kooky and strange and baddie and lives in her own weird, you know, not an ivory tower, that's academic, but her, you know, her whatever, she lives in a tower,
it's
okay?
Academic. And that, well, thanks for saving us from class.
She definitely is not in an ivory tower. She's in a tower of like doilies and toil, but whatever it is, she's still like
Noguchi
authentic.
Tower.
she's in a tower, okay? Well, we haven't actually determined what the material is, but it's there.
We don't know what tower, but it's a tower. Okay.
There's a tower of some sort. We're getting close to it. When we get to it, we'll report back on what if it passes earthquake code.
Yeah. So Denise is like, do I even feel comfortable fucking being in this goddamn motherfucking place? I don't even fucking know. And we don't know.
Do I even feel comfortable being in this luxury hotel in Rome on someone else's dime? I'm not sure I do. Even though I'm literally in the height of comfort and luxury.
Yeah, but if
right
that's
now
how you're seeing Rome, it's like, okay, wake up. Everybody's going to accuse you of things, try and ruin your marriage, you know, and then you're going to eat at the hotel. I mean, I'll stay home, okay? So yeah. The next day, it's back to the, like, they couldn't find any, like, cute Italian music. Why is it all shit that you'd hear at Epcot? Every song is like, I'm like, is someone going to juggle a pizza? Like, what is this music?
Well, what do you want, the Godfather theme?
That would make more sense.
Guys, 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 Buenos Aires.
Coil, 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 coil,
coil, coil, guys, 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 coil, coil, PK, PK,
I don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. I tried to do that haunting opening theme, but that's harder. You know, that one, like, horn note.
Take the gun. Leave the cannoli. I mean, leave the gun. I don't give a fuck.
So next day, crazy Italian music and tons of birds. There's even a bird on a statue. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with birds.
A bird on a statue? What crazy pigeon does that? Pigeons don't like statues.
You want to talk about disrespecting the statue?
Oh, pigeons and statues. Just, you know, the love affair continues. Anyway, we're tuckered out.
Sometimes I start laughing so hard I forget what we're talking about. Okay,
I would just like to recap the show just based solely on details on the periphery. Let's just talk about the pigeons. Let's talk about the stock music. Let's talk about the teacup in the corner.
Whoever was on the B-roll crew really loves the birds because everything is about the birds. They show like the million birds in the morning flying everywhere, terrifying the whole town, you know. And then they show the bird close up on the statue, and then later they have an actual like little dolly shot moving on the sidewalk next to a bird following the pigeon going like mah, 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 mah.
Well, because the production team was just so bored. They were like, what are we doing? Let's just shoot more pigeons. It's more interesting now.
There's that one guy on production who's just like, you know what? I'm going to fuck these housewives. I'm going to do a bird documentary, and I'm going to use this time to do it. You know, I'm getting all that
footage. Totally saw that bird you're talking about. Where it went, burr, 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 burr. And Erica, by the way, is very bird-like this entire trip because she just keeps on moving her head in bird motions. Like, she's like, what did you say?
She's not moving her neck at all. And last week she said it was because of the hat, but she doesn't move her head today either. So
I think that she's like a pigeon, and now she's close to like the mothership.
Pigeons always do this, right?
Like, I think that she's fooled us into thinking that she's a human being all this time, but it turns out she's actually a pigeon. And now that she's close to like all her pigeon family, like, you know how we regress when we go home? She's like regressing into her pigeon ways.
Yeah, she's unable to help it as the years go on. Come on, Bob, I don't want
pie. Guys, why is Erica on that statue? I can't help it. Look, Erica's eating so many carbs right now. Look, there's an old man with some bread. Excuse me, guys.
Guys, I'm really sorry I have to leave this dinner early, but someone threw some rice at me and it exploded my stomach. Oh, I'm dead.
So everybody's getting up, getting ready for the day. Rinna's got her wig all, you know, hair clipped up in the front and calling for more coffee. I need more coffee. I need more coffee. This is basically traveling with Ben.
How dare you be so accurate? So, yes. And then Sutton is... This is all being shot on an iPhone, by the way, because I guess apparently the camera crew is busy filming pigeons.
They're with some pigeons. They're following the fucking pigeons. They're like, sorry. We've got the biggest pigeon in town is walking down a cobblestone street.
Right? I'm sorry. There's a group of pigeons tossing coins into the fountain behind their heads. We got to film that right now. So, so they're filming. So Sutton is going around giving everyone their boots. And, you know, Kyle, of course, is so happy that she got free boots. But now she's also simultaneously thinking about what she can give to the group that makes her look also, like, amazingly wealthy. She's like, I wonder if I should go around giving people some designer pajamas that they can also wear to a gala.
Would you start with Teddy so I don't have to look at her Target fucking gray cotton pajamas with little lip marks all over them? The lip emojis? Even Teddy's pajamas suck. You know,
I didn't notice them. I noticed they were gray.
Like, Teddy says nothing in this episode unless she's slandering Denise. She says nothing. Like, she's like a little attack dog, that one. So, yes, I hate your pajamas too, Teddy. That's where you've taken me. Okay, I have to comment on your PJs now. Wow. Also, Kyle, you know, I don't think Kyle would really gift anything to anybody because she's into looking rich on her own. Has Kyle ever given gifts? I'm trying to remember.
No, she would. Now that Sutton is doing it, she's going to do it too. Because she's competitive, because she sees that Sutton is coming off looking a certain way by doing this. So Kyle will now be like, hey, guys, just got you, you know, some really designer, like, you know, galoshes or something.
Yeah.
So Kyle, guess what Kyle feels today? I just feel really bad today. I feel so bad.
Really? Let's just roll clips on every single vacation you've ever had, because this scene has happened on every vacation Kyle's ever been on this show, where the next morning the camera goes in and she's like, God, last night, am I right? Oh, I just feel so bad about last night.
I feel so bad that the storyline I've been slowly putting together finally came to fruition. I feel so bad.
Yes, and one of our old queens in a bar, we have a few old queens in the bar on this show that we talk to, and we get like little things throughout the season. And we don't get really big things because, you know, we don't want to spoil the show. And we will, okay? Because I will not keep your secret. One of them is that he said, listen, last week you were saying that they knew about this from the beginning of the season. They did not know. They found out, you know, later in this. And I'm sorry, old man in the bar. I do not believe you, old queen. Okay? I don't believe you. I believe that if Kim knew, which Kim did know, if something happened that Brandi was going to do, yes, she told Kim, and yes, Kim told Kyle. I'm just going
to
stick with it.
I think it's fair to say that maybe Kyle knew.
Yes.
Maybe Kyle knew from the beginning of the season. Maybe other people didn't.
Okay. I'll go with that. There. I will split a martini with old man at the bar, okay? We can both go in on this payment, and I will settle on that.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Still
Kyle's fault, though, because you can't tell me that Kyle did not know.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I do believe that the other ones didn't know, because I feel like especially Rinna would have said something. You know, Rinna's not very good at keeping a secret. would have warned Denise, probably.
If Rinna knew, there's no way she's going to bring up the Wild Things love scene in Santa Barbara and then not relate it to Brandi Glanville. Like, that's just not happening.
Yeah. So Kyle's, I just feel so bad. It's just such a difficult situation. But, you know, Brandi Glanville, she said it. I mean, people are going to talk because Brandi Glanville said it, right? Have I mentioned that Brandi Glanville was the one who said this and not me on camera?
She put it out there. She put it out there. Yeah.
And Sutton's like, well, thanks for ruining my gift-giving scene so you could try and get out of some trouble scene.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Lose yourself in the latest and best blockbusters on Now TV. Hunt down vengeful enemies with Gemini Man. Confront your darkest fears in It Chapter 2. And journey with extraordinary heroes in Frozen 2, Angry Birds Movie 2, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial. Only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New cinema customers only. Pass auto renews at $11.99 a month unless cancel. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordis, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So now Sutton is now with Dorit. Her journey takes her to Dorit, and Dorit is saying that she was up with Denise until 2:30 in the morning, and she says,
well, I'm sure she has certain things to say to certain people, certain things like bellissima, which means very well in French.
Can I have some more of that delicious bread, Buka? That's what she's saying.
So, ring, ring. Denise is talking to Lisa, and Rinna's like, hello? She's like, hello. Denise?
Lisa?
How are you,
Denise? She's like, I'm just fucking peachy, Rinna. How are you?
We should talk.
So Rinna's going to go down to Denise's room to talk. And then Dorit calls up Kyle because, in case people forgot, there was this side issue that happened on the last episode where Dorit was trying to make a statement about something, and then Kyle cut her off, and then oddly enough made it seem like Dorit was like coming down on Denise, and yes. Like Dorit had not reached the butt part of her statement. She was like, well, I'm sure this was like really hard. I'm sure Teddy is like just needed to get something off her chest. And she was clearly working up to say, but at the same time, but yeah. Kyle just like cut her off and made her look like a jackass. So Dorit's yeah, angry at Kyle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who do you think's going through a hard time? I think Denise is going through a hard time. And I'm that here was like for
the most
Denise.
Astounding moment.
I'm here for
the most
Denise
astounding the moment was when Kyle did that. I feel like that not enough attention is placed on the fact that Kyle has been coming for Denise all season, and then out of nowhere is like, I mean, I think Denise is going through a lot.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So, Dorit and Kyle. Dorit's like, I feel shitty, Todd. How about you? And she's like, can we meet up? So they're going to go meet up. And Dorit's like, arguing with Kyle gets me nowhere. The night before, she gets something off her chest. She got something off her chest, which is a burden for poor Teddy, but... And then they show the whole thing. But Dorit, the way that Dorit is looking at it is still what happened. You were still sticking up for Teddy.
Yeah.
So, shut up. Don't stick up for Teddy and expect to get any pity from me either. Dorit.
I imagine, and I know this is total conjecture, but I imagine that Dorit was probably going to say something like, look, like, Teddy... It was weighing on her, and she felt bad. She needed to get it off her chest. But at the same time, like, why are we coming down on Denise so hard? This is what Brandy Glanville said. She's not a good story. I can imagine it going something like that, you know? But since Kyle cut her off, you know, Dorit looked like she was just, you know, sticking up for Teddy and not Denise. Who cares? Yeah.
So Denise and Rinna meet up in her room, in Denise's room, and Rinna's like, oh my god, look at you, you're so cute! It's like, now's not the time, Rinna, okay?
Yeah.
So Denise is like, well, I don't really know where to start. And it's obviously not going to start with Rinna saying, oh my god, I'm so sorry about last night.
Yeah.
Wow, that was crazy how we just tried to ruin your marriage on national television and all ganged up on you. Sorry! She just is looking at her in that, mm-hmm,
Rinna does the classic thing where she crosses her arms and leans forward and goes, oh gosh. I'm going to lean forward right now and cross my arms to show this is serious.
Welcome to These Lips Are Made for Talking, and that's just what they'll do. The Lisa Rinna talk show.
This shows I'm serious because I'm keeping my arms in. I'm going to receive all the information.
She just nods her head.
Yeah. So Denise is like, well, you know, I was so blindsided last night. I mean, you knew last night. How'd you let me go through the whole day knowing that this was going to happen?
And I just heard it when you were flying on the plane. There was no time.
I mean, that's like, what, like 12 to 14 hours? Not enough time. Not enough time.
She's like, could you just pull me aside and say, I mean, come on. I mean, if it were the other way around, wouldn't you want me to send you a text or something? And she's like, well, Denise,
Yeah, so now Rinna's basically saying, she tells us, like, this was all Teddy's job, because she's like, I think that we get in trouble when we play telephone, which is why I only play telephone most of the time, but not all the time, Denise. I'm sorry, you're in that 5% of no telephone time.
Yeah, but you guys were playing telephone. It was, this information went from Brandy to Kyle to Teddy to you. It's like, you already are playing it. And so Denise is like, yeah, but then why were you egging her on, Rinna? You know, you gotta say it. And then we cut to a clip of Rinna going, you know what? You gotta say it.
It's like a game of hot potato, because none of them want to be the one that says it, and then they are the ones who get attacked. Which, again, it's like, it's kind of like, just say it. Like, again, what we see on New York, like, literally the most remote thing. So, I heard you had a hangnail the other day, okay? How about that? Like, they are, like, ready to say it before it's even fully formulated. They will just, they're getting it out. But here, like, none of them want to get in trouble. So, they're like, you say it. No, you say it. No, you say it. You guys had sex.
Teddy said it. Teddy. I can't believe Teddy said it. Oh my god, Teddy, what a terrible person.
Well, so, but the thing is, because Kyle, if Kyle says it, Kyle can't be the one then to say, I mean, look at what Denise is going through. She's going through a lot tonight. I feel so bad. That's why Kyle never says it, because she wants to always have that ability to have that response later.
Yeah. So Denise is like, come on, Rana. She's like, because, Denise, it's already out there. So I was saying, say it because it's already out there. She goes, well, it's not already out there, out there. She goes, it is. It is. No, it's not. It is. It is. Uh-uh. It is. It is.
Okay, just tell me what happened, okay? Help me help you. Show me the money, okay? You had me at hello, Denise. You had me at hello.
So Rena's like, if it isn't true, let's pick up the phone and call Brandy right now, and we'll confront her. And if it is true, then talk to me. What happened? Let me help you. So Denise is like, listen, all right, here's a story I came up with Aaron on the phone right, last night to get this all settled.
I was running from Big Pharma
a few times in my life, all right? She was friends with Tylenol, Mr. Tylenol. Then Tylenol found out Aaron can cure cancer and started following him around. Then I hid in Brandy's vagina because it looked like a bush. And then before you know it, Tylenol was off of me, and I came out of the bush, and who was standing there? Advil, Mr. Advil. Big Pharma's trying to murder us. All right, can we just move on from this?
Makes sense. I barely know the woman, okay? So, I mean, her real story is that basically Brandy wanted Denise to be on her podcast, and Denise is like, I'm going to be out of town. So Brandy asked if she could go up north to where she was shooting to do the to interview Denise and the cast for her podcast. And so Rena's like, how long was she there, though? How long was she there? And Denise is like, I don't know, like, I think maybe a day. I think she stayed overnight. I'm like, okay, Denise, all right.
All right. Yeah.
Don't say you think she stayed overnight. Like, there are texts of you saying, like, you can, like, there's a rollaway or whatever. Whatever it was. I forget what the text said. But, like, she's like, I think she stayed over. I'm not even sure. I don't know if she even was there. Like, for all I know, she went to China. I don't really even know where she was. It's like, okay.
Denise. Yeah, she's obviously not telling the whole truth. But I guess my thing is, like, she doesn't really owe them the whole truth. That's, like, part of her private life, and it's none of their fucking business. But the other part of me is like, wow, you're a really bad liar, because she gets caught a couple of times in this. Because Rena's like, whoa, okay. And you called her? Have you called her? And Denise's like, oh, hell no, I'm going to handle that another way. Meaning lawyers. Right. And she goes, no, well, I mean, you know, about this. And Denise is like, this isn't cool. Look, first of all, I do not have an open marriage, all right? If I have sex with other people, it's inside. Yeah. And I have not cheated on my husband, all right? And Rena's like, okay, so then why do you think this is happening? Why do you think this is happening to you, Denise? She's like, I don't know, for shock value? Yeah, so Brandy can get back on the show.
Right. So, yeah, so Denise is denying pretty much everything. And then they start talking about, like, the things that Brandy is saying that Denise said about the other women. And so she's like, listen, anything I've said about Teddy, I've said to her face. She wears stupid pajamas. She's a shit fucking stirrer. She lives in her dad's shadow. She lives in she has stupid things on her cars to advertise the security system that failed Mauricio.
Terrible car wraps.
Yeah, terrible car wraps. Terrible.
I said it.
Terrible sandwich wraps, too. I don't know. Do you remember going that party at her house? The worst sandwich wraps I ever had.
Yeah. You know, okay, so I called her Phelan Camp. Okay, I did do that. But, you know, to be fair, Aaron came up with that one. It's just because it rhymes. Also, she fails. Probably she failed at camp, because
she's very boring.
She sucks.
Yeah. That's all.
And she says, you know, Brandy said something about all of you guys and was shit-talking all of you guys to me. And Brenda's like, well, what'd she say? She's like, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to tell you. And I believe that Brandy is totally that girl who's like, oh, really? What's going on with shooting? Because here's what's going on with Kyle. Her husband's cheating. And Rena's, you know, probably anorexic. And Teddy is called Phelan Camp. Oh, my God. Our notes matched on that one. It's not crazy. Our notes matched. But, yeah, I believe Brandy was shit-talking her and then trying to get more information that way. Because it's a classic way of gossiping, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I do
Yeah, well, it's
it.
A classic way of, like, creating, like, oh, we're in this together.
Yes.
Also, as funny as that, when Denise said, yeah, well, Brandy told me, she told me all this, you know, she told me all this shit about you girls. And when it goes, so you talked to Brandy, and it goes, because she had said she hadn't talked to Brandy like that.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, right before the party. And she's like, oh, she does that lick thing that Rena does where her tongue just comes out between her big lips. Like,
She's like, TNT, I hope you're observing that I would make a great, great lead for your next detective show.
It's called How Are You? The How Are You Mysteries. So, she's like, well, you know, here's the problem. Denise told me she didn't talk to Brandy before Kyle's party, and now she's telling me she did talk to her. So Denise has never lied to me. So this is really fucking confusing to me. What is happening right now?
Denise is like, listen, I don't talk to her all the time, but you know what? I want to get off this subject because I'm going to deal with that. It's time to move on. And I do want to remind you guys, I don't shut down conversation all the time, but I'm shutting this one down right now. Yes.
Yes. And Rinna does question her like a lawyer on a show because she's like, so you have a relationship with Brandy where you talk to her.
It's like, no, come on. Okay, let's put it this way. The way that you talk to Brandy is like someone that has had sex with Brandy. Are you doing weird? Do you not agree? Leading the witness.
But, I mean, Denise does not do herself any favors because, excuse me, I'm still on Team Denise. But her defense is a little shoddy. I also know that sometimes people are, like, bad at defending themselves. This entire episode kind of reminded me of playing the game Secret Hitler, which is this game where you are, like, you are ostensibly all like good people, and but there's like secretly fascists amongst you, and you're trying to root out the people who are the fascists, and the people who are fascists always lie, and invariably the innocent people get totally framed, and because they get framed, they stammer and they have the worst defenses, and then they just dig themselves into a hole. And then when the game's all over and you find out, oh, who's a fascist, who is a liberal, you find out that, like, it's like, wait, you weren't a fascist? Well, why did you say all those ridiculous things? That was the most guilty thing. They're like, I don't know. I panicked. So yeah. I actually know people are capable of making horrific, horrific defenses for themselves. And I'm hoping that that's what's happening with Denise because she's not doing a good job.
Yeah. She's not really. I remember saying last season, you know, Denise is going to be a great housewife because she doesn't even know what she's fighting about. She'll just go in the ring and start fighting because yes. The couple of times they showed her actually fighting, she was standing up for the totally wrong person about the totally wrong thing, you know, and yeah. She didn't really even make sense in her fight. She just like,
hey, listen here, you better just shut your fucking mouth. That's a bunch of, all right, tequila, no eyes.
Like she just like gets in there because they're like, Denise, you have to go do something. It's like, all right. Yeah. And I will.
So now we see Kyle in a car, and she calls up Teddy, and she's like, hi, yeah, I'm just going to do a little stuff around the hotel, a little fitness stuff. I'm like, leave it to Teddy to make a beautiful vacation in Rome sound as boring as can be. Of course, Teddy's the one doing a little stuff around the hotel, of course.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, oh, jet-lagged and pregnant. It's like Teddy, the name of Teddy's book. Jet-lagged and pregnant.
And boring, too.
Get some rest underneath. Get some rest. But Teddy's also a total wuss for not being mad at Kyle. I mean, unless they're cutting out some scene that we didn't see, Teddy is a total wuss for taking that the second year in a row.
Yeah, exactly. So Kyle and Dorit meet up in a square, and they go and they sit at a table. And, of course, like, Dorit's like,
Duo linguini, polpette, vino blanco, please, tortellini. Guys.
And then she does order penne arrabbiata, which is crazy because I wrote in my notes earlier that she was talking about penne arrabbiata, and here she is actually ordering it. I was like, wow, I'm a carb psychic when I was taking notes. So then Kyle was like, well, this is what we should be doing in Rome, sitting outside, having wine. Okay, now, first of all, I know my sunglasses are extremely stupid. So let's just get that off the table right now.
My friend Carrot Top loaned them to me. I didn't realize they were actually more for comic effect.
Are you going to be doing an Elvis impersonation? She's wearing like pilot glasses with diamond rims, you know, all they're like little diamonds. So anyway, okay, my glasses are stupid. But look, I know that you got upset with me towards the end, but that wasn't my intention, okay? It wasn't my intention, Dorit.
Yeah. And Dorit's basically like, why is it that, like, I always feel like I'm trying to make a point, and then Kyle cuts me off, and then it makes it look like I'm making the opposite point, you know? It just makes me look
bad.
You're
not making that point. That's what Kyle does the whole time she's talking. She's like, Kyle, sometimes, I feel like to interrupt. Yeah, no, I don't do that. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Kyle goes, everybody does that when there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm like, Kyle, you're the only... Everyone keeps saying all season long that you don't listen. You cut people off. You're not... Like, it's all about you.
And but everybody's like,
everyone
like that.
Does. Yeah. Everyone does that.
So then... we see the fight from earlier in the season when Kyle is so mad that Dorit's always taking glam and that she showed up late to Teddy's workout thing and everyone else woke up at 5 in the morning, but Dorit took time for her glam team.
Yeah. And Dorit, of course, Dorit has a very self-serving explanation for all this. She's like, you know, I just feel like Kyle takes advantage of our friendship because she knows I'm going to forgive her on account of me being a very forgiving person. That's what I am. Saint Dorit Kemsley. Sorry.
She makes digs and digs and digs. I need her to recognize it. And today I'm not leaving here without an apology.
And Kyle's like, okay, well, I know that I looked mean, but I wasn't. So
she's like, okay, Kyle, good.
It's like, Dorit doesn't stand or, you know, stick to her guns at all.
Yeah. And she starts saying again how, like, Dorit, Kyle never defended Dorit when last season when Teddy was planning to make Dorit look like an asshole with Puppygate, you know, and so Dorit is still mad at Kyle about that. I'm like, Dorit, why are you holding on to this relationship? This is not someone who cares about you. She only cares about Teddy because Teddy somehow, like, represents some sort of psychological void in her life, like the new Kim or whatever. Well, she's treating Dorit like... Is she treating Dorit like Kim, or is she treating Teddy like Kim, or maybe two different aspects of Kim?
Kim never worked for Kyle. Like, Kim was never one of Kyle's henchmen. You know, she was...
Yeah, but Kyle was in charge of Kim. Their mom said, you have to take care of Kim, even though you're the younger daughter. So I think Kyle has that, like... Like, even though Teddy is a henchman, Kyle has that thing of, like, I need to... Like, I need to take care of you. You're my pet.
I don't think she takes care of Dorit at all. I think she's constantly throwing her under the bus. It's like she's that person that she can try and fuck over every single time. And the clip that they showed of last year was hilarious because it reiterates what a fucking lowlife Teddy is and still is to this very day. Because they were showing the clip of the reunion where Dorit was saying, well, Teddy, you say you didn't want to be the one to do this to me, but it's really you didn't want to be the only one doing this to me. Which is so true, right?
Yeah.
And so Andy goes, yeah, but Teddy, you know, you say that you never lie, but you literally lied multiple times. And she's like, I've taken ownership repeatedly of the fact that I did nothing wrong in this situation. And Kyle's saying, well, I think she meant in general she's not a liar. And, you know, let's just go back and look at that whole situation. Kyle got away from a lot of the blame in that Lucy apple juicy thing. That was all like, did Vanderpump set Dorit? Well, first of all, Dorit got away with it because she never really got in trouble for getting rid of that dog with Shelly Tur anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
But then the whole thing became about did Vanderpump's minions tell Radar Online about it and get Dorit in trouble and try and make Dorit feel stupid? Well, they showed that scene where they go into Vanderpump Dogs and it's Teddy and Teddy's talking to Kyle like, well, she says she doesn't want it, but it happened. I have to do it. You know, I'm sorry, we're doing it on camera, but, you know, what do I do? And Kyle's sitting there quiet like, oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. When, like, Kyle didn't know and set
Kyle
this whole scene
too.
Up. I mean, Kyle's such a part of everything all the time, and she gets away with everything all the time, and I'm sick of
it. It's true. It's true. And then we see it right here also, because again, Kyle starts to explain the reason why she was cutting off Dorit at dinner is she was like, you know, honestly, like, I wasn't thinking of anything except, oh my God, what's Denise going to have to deal with going forward? What is she going to have to deal with? That's all I could think about. You know, I'm the kind of person that when I care about somebody, I get so tortured and upset. And I just, you know, it's like, that's why when we had our fight, I kept trying to call you because I was so tortured and upset by you, by Denise, by Glenn. What's Glenn gonna do? What's Glenn? I'm not home to have parties. What's Glenn gonna do? I'm tortured.
And so she keeps apologizing, and Dorit's like, all right, whatever, you know. And Kyle just goes on and on, and Dorit's basically like, you know, she's always nice to me one-on-one, and that would be nice if she'd stay like that. But then we get in a group, and she turns vicious. Which is true, and that's how Kyle is, right? So Kyle's like, okay, well, I guess what I've learned is that sometimes I need to make a point to let the person finish making their long sentences. like to read. Very long sentences. I just need to let them finish their long sentences.
Which shows you haven't learned anything, Kyle, because you are making fun of someone just trying to express themselves.
They move on to the Brandy stuff. So Dorit's like, do you think that Brandy's just making all of this up? And Carol's like, well, here's the thing. I don't think that Brandy makes things up. I mean, even in that lawsuit, you know, where Joanna Krupa was suing Brandy, I mean, even in that lawsuit, I was called into work and I had to say, Brandy doesn't lie. Brandy never lies.
Brandy never lies. Brandy also said that that Mauricio cheats on you, Kyle. So where do you stand on that? Where do you stand on that truth?
So we see a clip of that, Kyle telling all the girls that. And I just love that Kyle is stumping for Brandy so hard and just like laying the foundation of Brandy doesn't lie so that Brandy can come in and rip Kyle to shreds.
Yeah, exactly. And Kyle's her whole sentiment, which may have actually like a nugget of truth in it, but I don't know, still doesn't totally ring true for me, is that Brandy is not going to make up a story because she just went through a whole legal mess with Joanna Krupa. So she's not going to make up another story, you know, and potentially go down another like legal hole. But the thing is, whether she makes it up or not, she'll still probably wind up going down that path. So Brandy, like, why, like, What are you thinking? what is your end game here, right? Like, what is Brandy's end game here anyway? I'm obviously, aside from the fame, right?
What's or being job, back on the show. You know? What's the job? She's fighting for her life. She's fighting for her reality TV life, people. So Dorit's like, well, does a guy even leave? Does a man even leave a woman for sleeping with a woman? Does that happen? And Carl's like, my husband would flip out. And Dorit's like, oh, then you haven't told him about Yin Titty yet, have you, girl?
So now we go over to Garcelle, who's at Denise's room, and she's just checking in, and she's like, so are you okay? And Denise is like, not really. And Garcelle's like, I'm not laughing at your pain, I just can't really help laughing at anything.
And Denise tells us, when I was going through my divorce and everything was going on in the tabloids, I called Denise and she said, you know, you just have to shut it down and move forward. And listen, if she can deal with Charlie Sheen, she can deal with Teddy and Rinna.
Denise is like, well, I'm not just going to sit in my hotel room, okay? I'm not going to melon camp it up, if you know what I'm saying, okay? I love Garcelle.
My pajama's that ugly.
Listen, I love Garcelle. She's a true loyal friend, and she doesn't get caught up in what other people are saying. So, you know what? I'm just going to pretend like nothing happened, mainly because I know that will really piss off the other women. You know, that's really going to annoy them a lot. So here we go.
So Rinna has made a Ferrari day for everybody. So the girls split up into groups. Some go shopping and some go in these cars. And Denise is going to do the
Ferraris.
She does a Ferraris. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like Rinna, Erica, Denise, and Garcelle. Erica's like, hey, can you get more Italian than a Ferrari? Am I right? Oh, sorry, I just pooped on your Ferrari. Pigeon do, pigeon do.
This is everything I live for in life. Italian man, food, and cars. It's very simple for my mom.
And she's just posing all the time. They show Erica driving off because she's driving the Ferrari, and she's like,
yeah, she's like, Ferrari by Erica Jane. So they take like a very like normal drive. They're not going, they're just like in afternoon traffic. Their Ferraris, like, whoa, my heart is thumping as I drive this car. I could have easily driven in Beverly Hills at a moderate speed up to a mountaintop.
They're making the sounds like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like a little Fiat behind them, like, pop, pop.
They're passing like Claire in her like Honda Civic. Like, nice car, thank you very much. Could it be more Italian than this? Am I right, Claire? Oh, look, you get to go. You have the right of way, Claire.
Does it get more Italian than this Italian person?
So, Kyle, Dorit, Sutton, shop, and they're at...
Did you see, by the way, that when the Ferrari ladies got to this, like, hilltop, they took a photo, and they did the Ronnie Karam selfie method? Did you notice that?
Yeah, and Rena acts like she just doesn't even know how to take a selfie. She's like, how does Kyle do it with the selfies? How does she do it? How does Kyle do it? Kyle and her selfies. The lady who's on Instagram every day, like, dancing. One long selfie is like, I just don't even know how to take a selfie. Yeah, so, and by the way, you brought up my selfie way, and yeah, and it showed me, don't do it that way. Don't do it that way. You're not always the one who looks the best when you take a selfie. I learned. Thank you, Beverly Hills.
So, Dorit, Sutton, and Kyle, they gather at Dolce & Gabbana. Buenos Aires. Bellissima. You know, like, Dorit is, like, going out of her way to speak, like, very loud and over-enunciated Italian wherever she can.
Yeah.
Bellissima, leading to Pisa.
Putin! Putin very much, thank you.
Putin very much. So, Sutton was like, I told Mr. Dolce I was going to be in Rome. And he said immediately, do private shopping, bring the girls. And our new store address is 123 Fake Street. So here we are in front of this really unremarkable building, waiting for Mr. Dolce to open the doors for us.
She really is such an asshole, Sutton.
Well, I call Mr. Dolce. You know, me and Mr. Dolce just talking on the phone all the time.
And he's going to be really pissed when you guys show up and spend $1,000, which he knows what's going to happen. And that is pretty much what happens, basically.
He said private shop, and he said, I'm going to close the store to everyone else, mainly because I don't want anyone else to see that you people also shop there as well. I think he said that.
So, the Mario, the guy who comes out there, is like, so...
Kyle must have hated that. She already hates long sentences, so she must have really hated a long pronunciation of Sutton.
I know. Kyle interrupted like 5 times. Also, the reason I say it that way is because the way they wrote it on screen was like, S-U dot 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 T-T dash, 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 dash.
I was like, why are they shading this poor guy, Mario, in Rome? They're like, oh, let's make fun of how long he said Sutton's name. I'm like, you realize that Rena, well, every single word, she's like, Tom de
Melon. I know. They're like, could we get a VIP rep that's as similar to Rena as possible?
I know. Oh, the selection is for you, Satana.
And he does the double kissing. And I just thought, this poor guy. I mean, he's got to kiss such ass. And do you think that this guy ever goes home and just feels great about himself every day? Like, well, I really did something for people today. You know, my job, people really appreciate me at my job. You know people
just I think he thinks to himself, I just took home $5,000 at commission from some old rich bitch who I said looked beautiful in that, like, cockatiel scarf.
Okay, thank you. You made me feel better for Mario. I was worried for him. It's like, poor guy.
So they're looking around, and there's, of course, by the way, notice the very first thing, as soon as they get into gorgeous Dolce & Gabbana, the very first thing that Kyle does goes right to the tweed fedora. First thing.
Always. Like, which one of these goes with muumuus?
And did you notice that she then puts on, like, they're putting on tiaras, and Kyle goes, sometimes I let my friends wear crowns too. Did you notice that?
Yeah. And then they start, like, they all put on a tiara and start, like, fighting for the front. And I was like, wow, this is basically a representation of the first season without Vanderpump.
Yep.
That little dance.
And so, the reason why Sutton is the queen is because basically Sutton's like, it's fine, I've got like an entire cabinet of 45 tiaras at home.
Yeah. So then we go over to Rena and Erica and Denise and Garcelle to the wine tasting place. And they go down into this basement of wine.
I was expecting Yolanda Foster to be like, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Bocelli.
So they also get a bunch of little aperitifs. No, not aperitifs. What am I trying to say?
Amuse-bouche.
Yeah. Amuse-bouches.
And Rita's, by the way, losing her mind over everything. She's like, I've never seen so much wine. Never seen so much wine. So we're going underneath the street? Wow, look at that, guys. We're underneath the street. Is that a table?
It's a table. How are you, table?
It's the How Are You mysteries, and we've been solved. It's been a table all along. TNT.
So tell me, table, do you have a leg up on this?
Sorry, Judge. Strike it. Strike it, Judge.
Strike it, Judge. So they're all loving it, and Garcelle is loving it too, because she likes these small groups, because she thinks that when they're a big group, they're all kind of awful, and then in small groups, they're nicer. So
but she also is the one to start getting it messy. She's like,
she really
can we
is.
Just keep it nice? Can we just keep it nice in a group? So how do you feel, Denise, getting fucked over like that?
Does anyone want to try the squid? How about you, Denise? You seem to be okay putting your face in someone's vagina. I know it doesn't connect, but I just needed to get it there.
But first, we're back with Kyle, and she's, guess what she's getting, guys? A fedora. She's getting a fedora.
Getting the fedora. She's almost tried to get away without paying.
Yeah.
And then Sutton's like, I'm going to have them send things to my hotel room because I like to try things on in private. I'm like, okay, 1982 film noir. What, settle down. It's like not a big deal.
So then we go back to the wine place, and the waitress is like, now this one has, we are rising in alcoholicity. And Rinda goes, oh, so this has more alcohol. Alcoholicity. Alcoholicity, Huffman. I knew her once. She's a slut. You didn't
hear from
me.
Can I approach the bench? I'm asking, can I do it? Because I've had more alcohol in me. I might fall over.
Like I'm at a reunion right now.
So then Denise, they have like the most boring.
I need to learn how to say fucking tequila in Italian.
Yeah. And then they have the most boring small talk about garlic, because, like, well, I'm sorry, I can't have the, just no seasoning, because I'm allergic to garlic, and, well, Tom also is like that with garlic, he can't deal with garlic. You know, you have garlic, and it stays with you for hours. Oh, we're going to have a new spinoff called Lisa Says Some Really Fascinating New Things About Garlic. It sticks with you for hours. Yeah, for hours and hours. Sometimes I have it, and Tom says, it's coming through your pores. Isn't it crazy how garlic works? Who knew?
Garlic, am I right? You know, everyone thinks I'm the diva in that relationship. Well, listen to him. It's Tom Gerard. He's the biggest drama queen around. Ask anybody.
And Rena's like, oh, yeah. If Harry Hamlin raises his voice, you better run for the hills of Canada so he can see you.
Especially if he's eating garlic.
And Denise is like, yeah, my dad's like that. We never saw him get angry. And when he was, we were like, Jesus.
And so this is where Garcelle's like, yeah, you know, that's how you are, Denise. You really have to be pushed hard to get mad, which I saw last night. So how are you like this today after getting so fucked over?
Yeah. Denise is like, well, my family, we talk about our feelings, but we also let it roll off our backs. And, you know, you apologize and you just move on from it. And, you know, I find that some of the women in this group, they just want the chaos around them. Am I right? Am I right, non-chaotic ladies and pigeon? Am I right? Am I
Rinda
right?
Rinda goes, mmm.
I learned this face from Kira Sedgwick in The Closer.
Oh my god, I love that show.
Hi everybody, how are you? Can we please get that blood cleaned up off the floor? Thank you.
She would be like The Closer, Rinna. It's yeah. Very apt.
So, Denise is like, yeah, some women in this group like to have chaos around them. And Garcelle just takes her wine and goes, this is delicious.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Denise is like, well, you know, so many people are piling on. It's really hard to even know what's going on. And Erica's like, that's why you have to tell your truth, honey. You know, my view is we're all grown-ups and we can defend ourselves.
And let me tell you what is the indefensible. Garlic breath around Tom. Am I right? Am I right? One thing I can't defend myself about.
And Denise is like, all right, so you're upset with Aaron, right, Erica? And she's like, well, I did not like how Aaron spoke to us, yes. And it's very hard when husbands get involved. It just adds a whole other layer to things. And we've had it before. Because men communicate different than women.
And we see a clip of PK being shitty to Erica. But Erica like, I agree the men should stay out of it, but have you noticed it's always Erica? It's like, always Erica. You're always being shitty to everybody's wives. And then you're like, well, why are you calling me on it?
Well, I think it's because it's Erica, because I think she kind of, like, she's not, I think she challenges some of the men. I think that she sort of speaks up a little bit and is like, no, you know? And I think that, like, there's something about Erica that I think maybe and it's not her fault by any means, it's the men's fault. I think they somehow feel a little threatened by her. I think it's actually kind of, that's an interesting point that you brought up.
I didn't remember that it was, like, specifically Erica last time. And I was like, it's Erica. Well, again.
Well, you know, like, sometimes when if, like, a woman is does not act, like, demure or just, like classically, like, a ladylike, whatever, in a certain sort of way, they don't, like, do their role, men, like, lose their shit. Because, you know, men. So,
men. We're just trashers, right? Aren't we?
We're so wonderful with our toxic masculinity. Anyway, she's basically like, you know, I understand that he was, you know, trying to protect his wife and everything, but, like, you know, he has to fix his tone, right?
Yeah. And Denise is like, yeah, I will apologize. And Erica's like, well, you know what, he can tell us his position, and we can move, look, I've moved past things with Doreen and PK, they're my friends now, these things happen, and I judge you on you, alright, not on your husband, even though I've been shitty to you now for many weeks in a row, mostly because of your husband, alright. So Denise is like, well, at least one fucking issue's put to bed, and Renee's like, this is why I love everybody to talk,
yeah.
I love this!
I'm happy when this happens. Now let's talk about you and Brandy. So you guys went down on each other. I like the talking. I like it.
Yeah. And Gristle's like, can I make a confession? And they just look like, oh God, please no, no more. And she's like, I'm tipsy right now.
Can I tell you something? Oh, bitch, so am I. Lit. Could it be more Italian? Being lit.
And is table this next scene
under a street with a Ferrari on it?
I'm lit like a street in Italy with a Ferrari. The light lit my Mario from little Mario Luigi guns.
I haven't felt this good since I climbed on top of the Spanish Steps and pooped all over them. Wow!
I haven't felt this Italian since I had Chef Boyardee inside of me.
So now it's nighttime. And, like, for the first time all season, Kyle, like, her bangs have been exiled from the screen. She has her hair is fully back, no bangs in sight, and she's like, "Do I look like a librarian tonight?" I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I honestly don't care what you look like as long as the bangs are gone. But that being said, she was wearing a Lisa Vanderpump black pussy bow. And I was like, of course yeah. You are. Yes. Of course.
That's her thing now that she's taken over, these bows.
It's the best she looked all season. She looked all season.
She looked like Wednesday, like kind of like Wednesday Addams all grown up. That, not good. But this whole next segment.
I thought she looked good at first. And then I noticed that, like, because her hair was back, basically. And she's just like wearing, looked like just a black dress. But then when you look closely, you see there's like this giant, like, bow that looks sort of like a bow tie, but sort of like a pussy bow. I was like, oh, Kyle.
But this show, it's like the first time somebody ever sees a Housewives show needs to be that, like, from this scene on. Because this. The rest of this episode is just so fucking Housewives. It's Kyle in this stupid, terrible outfit, and then she's with Sutton, who looks like she's going to be in the musical of The Mummy. Like, she looks crazy.
She looks like a Victorian windowsill. She looks like lacy drapes, you know? Like, she should have, like, a little candle, like, in front of her, you know? And, like, she can open up her own dress and be like, is someone there?
Like, somebody toilet papered Holly Hobby's house. I mean, she just looks crazy. And Kyle's in a bow dress. And then Erica is in this humongous, like, Marilyn Monroe kind of helmet hair. Everybody looks absolutely fucking crazy tonight, actually. Except, of course, I'm Teddy.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, no, Denise also. Denise looks normal. So, so they're all meeting downstairs. Kyle is nervous about dinner tonight, guys. She's just so nervous. She's been racked with anxiety about how is Denise feeling? So Eric has this huge hair, and they're all downstairs, and they're waiting for Dorit. And Dorit has also done huge hair as well, which I love that there's gonna be a huge hair off on this show, because of course there is, of course there will be.
Yeah, she's done big huge blonde helmet too, so they both have their Maryland thing going on. And Garcelle tells Denise, and Kyle is standing right next to Garcelle, but Garcelle sees Denise and she goes, "Wow, I haven't seen you in a dress in a long time." And Kyle just looks at Denise like gives her like a body check up and down.
Yes. Ragamuffin.
You could just hear ragamuffin-a-t-o. Ragamuffin-o.
So Dorita's upstairs and she's picking out like items and things like that with her like accessories. And she's like, "Is everyone downstairs?" And the producer's like, "Yep. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Are you sure everyone? Have you looked? Mm-hmm. So not everyone. No, everyone. Are you sure, though?"
"But I need to play with my accessories. Versace, Versace, Versace."
And she's like, "Ooh," when she sees the earrings. I don't think she owns any of this. Because like, no, she's so excited to see. Yeah. She's in so many loaned things. She's always like a kid with new toys, you know, but she knows she has to return them like within 24 hours.
And then downstairs, they've been waiting for 40 minutes, and Garcelle's like, "This better be worth it, this reveal. This better be worth it." So then finally, Dorit like shows up, and Garcelle goes, "I don't know if it was worth it."
And she says, you and Erica need to confer next time. All that trouble just to look just like each other."
And Kyle scrunches her nose, like sort of jealous, you know.
And Kyle's mad because of her storyline of being mad that Dorit has a glam team. Okay, let's not forget that very dramatic and interesting storyline, okay?
Right, which is basically just rooted in Kyle's jealousy, right? It's not because Kyle is mad and on principle, it's just because she's jealous.
Yes, that's every Kyle storyline if you think about it. Kyle and Kim, Kyle and Lisa, Kyle and Dorit, Kyle and Glenn, the man with an endless supply. Apply a fat burger. So Denise is like, "Well, you know, the truth is I tried to fucking leave today, but I couldn't get a goddamn flight out, so I'm stuck here with these idiots. But you know what? I really like these women, and I respect them. Well, most of them."
And Denise, really only Garcelle.
Denise in her diary room session is doing that thing where she's just like leaning on the back of the chair like, "Fucking these fucking women." Like she's so over it. I'm surprised she hasn't like crushed a beer can on her head yet and just like thrown it at somebody.
Yeah, she can't stand these people. So now they go to this restaurant, which is in a private club, and Rena's like, "You know, now that Denise and Erica have moved forward, maybe the whole group can move forward too." I was like, probably not, because, you know, it's the whole group. It's not going to happen.
Right, and Rinna's just going to bring it up anyway, you know. So Rinna jokes. She's like, "How was everyone's day? Let's just be surface." And Kyle's like, Denise is like, "Kyle, what are you getting? Look, I asked you for what you're going to get, which is me making an effort to be nice to you. Want to try to ruin my life, bread eater?"
And Kyle, you know what, Kyle's... idiot. First of all, they all order very complicated drinks, and the waitress doesn't write down anything, which had me a little stressed. But then, did Kyle's order trigger you the way it triggered me?
What did she order?
Okay, for a starter, she got sashimi, which I thought, like, you know, you're in Rome, right? So, meaning, you can get sashimi in Rome, but, like, why would you go to Rome to get sashimi? But either way, so she gets sashimi as her starter, and then as an entree, she gets salmon, like, extra well done. I'm like, what? What? I literally don't understand the logic of getting sashimi, getting raw fish, but then something fish that's super well done. That's so Kyle. That is so Kyle to do that.
I just want to make sure whatever fish I kill is really fucking dead at this point. So she's like, "Yeah, I was going to ask for bread, but I guess I should be good." And Sutton's like, "Well, these days I can skip a meal. My clothes are tight, and who likes that? Nobody. I'll tell you who really doesn't like it. Mr. Dolce." Got a very upset text today. So then we see, Kyle's like, "Yeah, that was really funny today, huh? I mean, not funny, but..." And we see what she was talking about at the store. Sutton having a fucking breakdown in this Mr. Dolce store.
Yeah. She's like, "Mario, I'm not happy. Mario, I'm going to get angry, Mario. You know I don't like trying things on in a dressing room. You know, Mario."
Yeah, this is all from a dressing room where we can't see her. We just hear her voice going, "I'm very angry. I'm getting very, very angry."
And then Kyle And then he comes back and Kyle goes, who is the gentleman who is helping us out again? And Son's like, Mario. I'm like, Kyle, the most stereotypical Italian name of all time, Mario. How do you not remember Mario?
Yes.
Kyle, come on now. Mario.
And then we got back and Dorit's in the dressing room now with Sutton going, come on out, darling. It's just girlfriends. Please stop your crying.
It's like, I can't. And I just can't do it, Mario.
And Rena's like, so you don't like the part where you come out and you show people your clothes, you know, preferably without a bra, dancing around. I'll do it for you. And
didn't Sutton do that like the first episode we met her when they went to Mr. Dolce's apartment and then she came out like in this weird like light blue baby doll something or another?
She did, but I think she was mad because she's gained weight so her clothes are tight and she was really embarrassed and she didn't want to come out do a scene where she felt like she looked bad and they were like, come out, Sutton. And she's like, no, I'm not coming out. I look fat. I'm like, come on, Sutton. It's a TV show. So she got really upset and she's like, I like to shop alone. That's how I like to shop.
Yeah. So, and then they're talking about shopping, and Rena says that, like, basically her mom would only buy things if her dad okayed them, because Lois liked the dad to see the things that she was going to buy.
And Kyle's like, well, what do they think of your Instagram? And Rena says, oh, you know, I actually do that for Lois, because Lois has an iPad, and she iPad! Just likes to see me.
Erica goes, iPad, for some reason.
iPad! It's iPad! More Italian than that, it's even got an eye on it.
iPad! Anyway, continue.
Well, I just do it for my mom, because, you know, she just likes to watch me, and she can see the girls on there sometimes. It's all for my mom! Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you can call your mother, okay?
Yeah.
Just call your mother.
And Garcelle's like, I love that Rena feels free to, so free with herself that she can get up there and dance, but the dancing nearly naked is not a choice for me if I had a daughter that had body issues.
I was like, dun, dun. Yeah. Now that like, definitely gets a
That gets a Camille Grammer, and now we said it.
Yeah. You do not do that for your mother. You do it for thirst. Period. Mm. Stop blaming Lois. So then the bread comes, and they all take one and joke that they've eaten a piece of bread, you know. And Teddy does that thing that all dads do at the table.
Hey, waitress, I think someone stole our bread. I'm Teddy.
I think it was Kyle who did that, actually. I just had to defend Teddy just a little bit. Just a little bit. I think
How
even
dare you? I was trying to help out Teddy.
No, Teddy doesn't. Listen, you know, obviously Teddy gets her humor from her father, right? They share that. That's like, that's their whole thing. But I think that was Kyle who made that joke.
Whatever. Have fun with the rest of this recap.
So this is when, Kyle orders her salmon. Very well done. And I just got so mad. And then Sutton's like, I don't eat fish or meat. I'll have vegetarian. Does that blow your mind? Italian waitress.
And I'm pregnant, so I can't have fish or raw meat. I'm Teddy.
Everyone doesn't need to know you're pregnant. Just order what the fuck you want. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay? So he's one of those ladies that's like, hey, what's the weather like today?
Well, I'm pregnant, so it's like 87 degrees, I think.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it. So Erica was like, well, today Denise apologized to the ladies on Aaron's behalf. She said something about watch out for Mr. Bayer. He's in the canals. So I don't know what that meant, but it's progress.
She also told us she did not have sex with Mrs. NyQuil. All right.
She only eats things that are little, yellow, different, and better. Doesn't really make sense to me. I'm like, is that a chickpea? What is that?
So Denise is like, yeah, guys, look, here's the thing. Aaron has so much respect for you. And Teddy's like, oh, really? She tells us. She's like, if his sole intention wasn't to make everyone look bad, and he had so many other options on how he was going to say it, Denise, you're full of bullshit. Like, where did this Teddy come from? Like, why do you only have a personality when it's trying to take somebody else down? This is the only time there's been any light behind your fucking eyes for, like, hours. Teddy.
Exactly. I mean, and seriously, Teddy, I just offended you about the bread comment, okay? I just offended you about the bread joke, and now you're going to do this, okay? So Denise says, well, next time you see him, I'll have him apologize for it being perceived that he was doing anything other than trying to defuse a very scary situation with Big Pharma and trying to move forward with it, okay?
And then it cuts to Denise talking to us, and she's like, after what these women did to me in Rome, I don't think they're going to get their fucking apology, all right? He's going to say, fuck them.
Puts the no in Tylenol, right? That's what I'm saying.
So Kraut's like, well, I was really upset last night. I mean, I just felt horrible. I felt horrible. I had so much anxiety. I just cried. And, you know, I was not dealing with things head on. And, you know, it shouldn't be a thing that makes you feel nervous. I mean, you shouldn't feel nervous. It's like, what do you... You did this! And Denise is like, oh, I'm not nervous. Now there's times I haven't felt welcome in this group. Right.
Could you not? How could anyone not feel welcome when you're the one in the hot seat, right? And then she like points to Kyle, and Kyle's like, it's like dun dun dun.
Well, then we get my second favorite. Besides a, we get my second favorite sound effect on Housewives. That horn. There's like when things get really dramatic. There's a horn. It's like dun dun.
It's the SS Teddy coming into port. Erica just flies off to go poop on a... She's like, oh, sorry, everyone. I gotta poop on a deck. Bye, everyone.
So, Dorit...
It's what birds do. It's not human poop. It's pigeon poop, Ronnie.
Sorry, I don't like poop talk.
Pigeon poop is different. Pigeon poop isn't gross in the same way.
Yes, it is. It's just smaller.
But it's little yellow, different, better. No, it's... it's of course, pigeon poop isn't pleasant, but the idea of a pigeon pooping is not as gross as a human defecating.
Okay, let's just start this from...
Also the sound of me defecating.
You fucker. So Dorit's like, listen, Denise, it's not an attack on you at all.
How is it not an attack on Denise at all? I don't understand that.
I know.
But Denise goes, look, I get it, but there has to be a line, guys. And Garcelle's like, well, nothing's being resolved. I mean, I thought we were moving on. Nothing's being moved here.
How do we move forward? And I'm not talking about the Denise stuff. I'm talking about the fact that Kyle Richards ordered sashimi and extra well-done salmon in the same meal. How do we deal with this idiocy?
Yeah, and Garcelle's like, I wish she'd just stand up for herself and say they're crazy, you know? I wish Denise would stand up for herself, too. I'm with you on that. I would just wish Denise would just say, shut the fuck up. I never said anything about you. The end. And Teddy, if I did say you were a mean fucking bitch, you are a mean fucking bitch, like you're being right now. So shut up, Teddy. No one likes you, okay?
Yeah, she's getting, like, tripped up in all the details. Like, they're assaulting her with all these little details, and she's trying to counter with the details instead of just being like, this is... You're believing Brandy Glanville over me right now? Like, we're supposed to be friends. You're believing her because of something she told Teddy. And Teddy famously botches every rumor that she hears. Come on.
Yeah, and I would like to hear her say, you know, Teddy, you've been nothing but an asshole to me. Why would I like you? I try and be nice to you all the time. You just sit there on your phone flicking it and give me dirty looks and won't speak to me until you're around all your friends when you can confront me publicly and accuse me of a bunch of nasty shit. Like, why should I like you? I'll talk about you if I want to. That's my God-given right, woman.
So Sutton's like, well, I'm not going to lie. I did hear the story about Brandy and Denise 2 years ago. I was at the Victrola store, and I was like, do you have any of that cool ragtime music I've been hearing about? And they said, sure do. Also, Brandy Glanville and Denise Richards had sex. They're not even born yet, but they had sex. I learned it. What can I say?
Mr. RCA told me everything. So now this changes everything, right? Because now it was 2 years ago. So now they supposedly knew each other all this time ago, and Brandy had hooked up with her. So,
and by the way, and who would have told Sutton? I feel like the person who would have told Sutton would have been Joy Maloof, right? I mean, it could have been truly anyone. Yes. But I feel like there is a common thread going through here. Yeah. So there's that, too.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Why not? Why not just bring him into this? It's fun.
Yeah. I'm sure he loves it. So she's like, well, I know my friend wouldn't lie, which maybe means that it's not Joey Maloof because they had some business problems.
Yeah, it's not actually, Joey Maloof. Oh, sorry, Joey. You're not in the scandal. Sorry. I know you wanted to be.
You can still be my investigator. For how are you, mysteries? How are you?
How are you mysteries this fall on TNT? Lisa Rinna and William Hurt.
William Hurt. He does have the just right amount of just being over it in everything he does.
Like a small
to be in a Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, like he's had like a very accomplished film career, but at this point, it's time for a TNT drama with Lisa
Rinna. Yeah, for sure.
So, and my father played by Gene Hackman.
So Rinna's like, so wait a second. Did you go to Nice? Wait. Oh, so she's talking to Sutton. She goes, so wait a second. Did you go to Denise and tell her what you told us last night? And Denise is like, yeah, I just fucking laughed at it. All right.
Yeah. Sutton goes, I absolutely did. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice try, though, Rinna. So then Teddy's like, well, you know, you have to understand where I was coming from. You know, I don't know Brandy Glanville very well.
I don't either.
But I don't know you very well either. So I just don't know what to believe. And I'm only talking about what you said about me, not your rampant lesbian, lesbianism, which is attacking the city and scaring children. Okay.
If Teddy doesn't know Brandy very well, and then she's saying she doesn't know Denise very well, then why did she enter into this whole discussion giving Brandy so much credibility and Denise so little credibility? Well, like, why was that? That's the flaw with Teddy. Like, Teddy should have said, Teddy, if anyone, I mean, it also falls on Kyle. Because, again, look, just by the way we're talking, we're making it sound like it's all Teddy's fault. It's Kyle's fault, too. But Teddy, given that she doesn't really know Brandy very much at all, and she knows Denise a little bit, she should have said, hey, just so you know, Brandy Glanville's been saying this stuff, and she also said this.
No, she hates
that you
Denise.
Said this about
why would
me.
She do that? What
I'm
Teddy
saying
does
that,
when she doesn't
following
like somebody.
Teddy's following Teddy's logic, I'm trying to keep Teddy accountable, all in with the logic. I'm saying this is why Teddy's full of shit, because she's trying to make it sound like, well, I don't know Brandy Glanville. She's trying to like separate it, but it's like, but you immediately took what she said verbatim and used it in an accusatory way as if what she said was true, instead of saying like, hey, Brandy said these things, can you like clarify, right?
Right. Which but what, she's mad still that Denise was like, you're a shit fucking shit sir or whatever.
Yeah.
That's all that goes through Teddy's mind, you know?
And so
it's
Teddy
like
does
whatever
something
the
that
last
is,
yeah,
the exact
so in her mind,
epitome of that.
It's that is the logic. Like, I don't know Brandy, but I know that you called me a shit stir, which is a lie.
So I'm going to tell you some shit from someone and stir things up.
Yeah,
to show
exactly.
It's a lie.
How dare you call me a shit stir? You're cheating on your husband.
So then Denise explains, like, the most Hollywood answer to things. Okay, so I met Brandy through a mutual branding agent that represents her. Like, as all great friendships are formed.
Yeah.
And she's been wanting to meet me, and he said, you know, can we go for drinks? And I was like, fine. And then so we see last year when Brandy and Denise met up, and Denise is like, I'm so glad Alec hooked us up. And Brandy's like, well, he's not happy about it because he's like, oh my God, you guys are going to be trouble together. And I was like, oh my God, no, I'm not. Man, it's going to be amazing. TV, mm-hmm. I'm on TV.
Exactly. And so she's like, you know, so when I spoke with her last, she knew every single thing that was going on in the group. And Kyle's like, how recently? She goes, before your party, Kyle. Which I love when Denise weaponizes the name Kyle. Whenever she adds Kyle at the end of a sentence, she always makes that like the biggest insult. Before your party, Kyle.
No,
I love when she
I
does
love her
that.
Hatred of Kyle. I think that's what's so really good. Bonded me to Denise.
Yeah.
And so Teddy's like, oh, well, the problem is that she said she never talked to Brandy. So what is it, Denise? You barely know Brandy, or you know her, and you heard someone is feeding her all this info. Because, yeah, that's what Denise is saying. Denise is saying, yeah, I talked to Brandy, and she's been telling me all this stuff that's been going on the show, stuff that I didn't even know. So someone here is talking to Brandy.
But, you know, it can also be both. Like, you can also not know someone very well and have a conversation with them. And then they are like, did you hear this? Did you hear this? Did you hear this? I think we've all been in those situations. Like, it's totally possible. But where Denise is fucked up is that she said the night before that she did not talk to Brandy the night before the party. So now anything she says seems to lack any credibility. So she's screwed on that front.
She's screwed this whole time because what she decides to do tonight doesn't really work. I applaud
I
the effort,
it
but
it
didn't really work. But she's like, well, you know, she said a lot of personal things about a lot of people in this group, and I am not going to repeat it. And Erica's like, honey, if you've got something about other people in this group after what was said about you last night, you should spill it. Just let it go. Let it go.
I'm on Broadway. I can sing Lanerica.
Lanerica.
See, so, I'm not an ice queen after all. Oh, damn it. I was singing from Frozen.
All right, there's a line, you know? I won't cross the line, all right? And by the way, Brandy has said she's had sex with every woman she's ever come into contact with, including people in this group.
And everyone looks at Rinna. Everyone just looks at Rinna, which is hilarious. Rinna's like, oh. So
Carl says, well, it would only be between you and me, Rinna, and it wasn't me. And Rinna's like, I have never had sex with a woman!
So Kyle's like, hi, Kyle Richards, auditioning for the How Are You Mysteries. So, listen, Denise, if all of this is true, why didn't Denise say this last night? I'm not buying it. Not buying it. Case dismissed.
Yeah, Kyle Richards,
How Are You Mysteries?
Yeah. And Carol's like, yeah, I'm struggling to believe that she said that. She goes, yeah, well, she says it about everyone, Kyle. That's why she said it about me. And Kyle goes, no, that's the whole point, is that she said it about you. No one's buying this, and I'm not really buying it either. And Rinna's like, well,
true, although there is a hilarious logic of it, right? That if Brandy is a liar, and she always is saying that she's having sex with people, and Denise is like, well, she said she had sex with one of you guys, and they're like, well, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. I'm like, well, if it didn't happen, doesn't that mean that doesn't that back up what Denise is saying, that Brandy was lying, and therefore, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, it doesn't, because they're saying Denise is lying about saying that Brandy said that in the first place.
Right,
not that Brandy. So they're saying Brandy's not a liar, you're a liar, basically.
Like, right, and she's saying no, the liar's
Denise,
with Brandy.
And we have Brandy. Brandy, not a liar, which is hilarious, because you could put Brandy next to anybody. Obviously, Brandy's the liar. I mean,
yeah,
really.
But Denise's big mistake is that she lied about not talking to Brandy the night before with Kyle, and she needed to be like, you know what, I did, and the reason why I said I didn't was because I was very flustered last night, and I just was denying everything because I was just trying to even understand what was happening, and I just was like, deny, 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 until I could understand what you guys were talking about, which is what she should have said, but now her story is going left and right, so it's a disaster.
We really need a Housewives consulting business where Housewives can just call us right here on like Zoom or whatever we're on, a StreamYard in this case. And we can just give video therapy. Like, what happened at dinner last night? Oh, well, really? Did you know this about Kyle? Because I read the book, House of Hilton.
That's what it's going to be.
You want to hear some shit you can use against Kyle? Here's some. I've got a
whole filing
cabinet full of it.
We'll be like, Karen, so I know you're having this issue with Giselle, but did you hear what Kyle Richards did? There, you're fixed. So Rinna is like mad. Rinna thinks that Denise is trying to deflect, which she very well may be. And Rinna's like, I don't think Brandy Glanville has ever said that she's had sex with me. And so don't say that. Don't even put that out there. So I just love that she's furious.
Oh, she's offended. Oh, how dare you put it out there that someone
Rinna,
has had sex with Brandy.
Yeah.
What?
Rinna is upset that Denise is putting unsubstantiated rumors out there that Rinna and Brandy had sex. And yet that same anger is not being afforded on Denise's behalf when Brandy puts out unsubstantiated rumors about Denise. And that has nothing to do with where we stand on any of it. It just shows how, like,
what a Rinnacrit.
I'm telling you, this is like one giant game of Secret Hitler. I'm telling you. It really is. You know what I call this? This is Ben when he's a liberal in that game, because everyone always assumes I'm a fascist, and I get framed every single game. And no matter how much logic, the thing that's really fascinating about that game is that it doesn't matter how much logic you present to people. Once people think that you're guilty, their minds will rationalize every single piece of information to fit a narrative that you are guilty. And so, and I'm not saying whether Denise is guilty or not, but watching these accusations fly and watching how they react to them is like, to me, like me in Secret Hitler accused of being a fascist.
I would just be like, Kyle's a fascist. Ronnie, Kyle's not even playing this game. Kyle did it. Ronnie, who's the guy? Kyle.
Wait, that means Kyle is Ben, because that's what happens to me. Everyone thinks I'm a fascist immediately.
Oh, God. Well, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, everybody.
So fun. I love getting mad in the middle of the week over that stupid show. I love it.
Me too.
We are back tomorrow with Real Housewives of New York, which continues its saga in Mexico. Should be amazing. I think last time we checked, Ramona just stormed off into a room and was like, be quiet. And so we'll be back for that. And that's also going to be Crappens on Demand. So go sign up there on Patreon, and also there's what's it called? There's our Discord server. So come join the chatter there and go buy masks because we are still sadly in a pandemic. So go to crapinsmerch.com and get all sorts of masks, including the Rinalips mask, which is hilarious.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
In the beginning, the internet seemed good. The ideal woman has always been generic. Rewriting a woman's story inevitably means engaging with the male roles that previously defined it. We are asked to understand our lives under such impossibly convoluted conditions.
Trick Mirror by Gia Tolentino is a Guardian, Times, and Stylist book of the year, and Zadie Smith said it filled her with hope. Out now in paperback from Waterstones.